This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. It's another rough travel day at Denver International Airport. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Southwest canceled almost 300 flights Wednesday and plans to cut another 270 Thursday as it tries to restabilize its network from this week's meltdown. At the same time, a new winter storm system has caused delays and cancellations for SkyWest, which services many western slope and mountain communities. DIA says its facilities remain crowded due to stranded passengers, and it's increasing security to protect large amounts of unclaimed luggage in its bag claim area. CEO Phil Washington says DIA will meet with airlines to improve future responses to winter storms. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The Environmental Protection Agency is looking at Colorado's approach to air pollution and whether it discriminates against racial minorities. CPR Sam Brash has more.
A letter from the federal government sent to the state this week says the EPA is looking into the permitting process for major polluters, like the Suncor Oil and Gas Refinery in Commerce City. Residents from the largely Latino neighborhood nearby have long complained about lax regulation. A state spokesperson says Colorado welcomes the review and remains committed to environmental justice. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A lot of Coloradans can expect to make a little more money in 2023. The state's minimum wage is going up by 8% to $13.65. That amounts to just over a dollar more than the current minimum. State law requires the minimum wage to be adjusted for inflation every year. Snow continues in the mountains today and into the weekend around Denver and the Front Range. It's clearing up through the day. This is CPR News and KRCC.